Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezus Hashem, HSP Shir number 8. That's Highly Sensitive People Shir number 8. And we're going to talk about the third part of this article, which is entitled 30 Reminders for Sensitive People Who Feel Drained, Ashamed, or Judged. In the last two Shirim, we talked about the drained and ashamed, and now we're going to talk about the judged. 10 Reminders of Sensitive People Who Feel Judged. This is a very painful aspect, and it is clear. This is not paranoia. That's one thing that highly sensitive people need to know, and then the ones that are not so, to understand that on this aspect, yes, HSPs tend to over-emotionalize in the eyes of the non-HSPs, and HSPs need to acknowledge that. Sometimes the feelings overwhelm, but that's not the full accurate picture. That's all true. But being judged is extremely common by HSPs. HSPs need to learn how to judge others and reciprocate in a negative way. Just because you're judged, you don't judge others. But it is, unfortunately, one of those things that HSPs are victims to very often, is being judged harshly for their nature, for who they are. So number one to remember is that for every person who might judge you, there's someone else who love and value and accept you just as you are. So you don't allow a person who mistreats you to affect you to the extent that your validation as a human being comes from that person who is judging you or looking down at you. You gravitate towards people who would love you. Love you means does not mean unconditional in the sense that they just accept your bad behaviors. They love you enough to want to correct your bad behaviors in a healthy way. But they truly love you, truly value you, accept you as you are, same idea. Does not mean that they won't nudge you in the right direction to take healthy steps to take care of your life. But they do accept you as you are in the base personality of who you are, and they're very judgmental about that. Number two, you don't need everyone to understand or like you. You just need to understand and have compassion for yourself. This is an important yesod for everybody, not to be overly impressed about how other people feel about you. Now, in halacha, it's brought down, v'yisim nikiyim mi'Hashem u'mi'Yisrael. There is an aspect that you should worry about what other people are thinking when your behaviors can be interpreted or misinterpreted and in a negative way, and it could cause a chilul Hashem. So yes, over there it is important to take into consideration what people may think of you. That's why you pay right when you take an item, so people shouldn't think you're not paying, or all these other types of things to avoid suspicion. You make your actions very clear beyond suspicion. So over there, the Torah does value that aspect. Yes, you should be concerned about what people think about you, so you should not behave in a way that could cause a chilul Hashem, but not to be taken to an extreme. Number three, what other people think of you is their business, and their opinions and judgments can only hurt you if you let them. You can't let other people's view of yourself hurt you. Now, the Baal Shem Tov does say, though, that when someone says something to you, you need to learn a lesson in Avodas Hashem for it. So an example they give, for example, is a tzaddik that overheard a non-Jew yelling at his horse, you know, you're lazy. It's not that, you know, you could do the work and you're lazy, or whatever it is that they said. And then the tzaddik learns a lesson from that. The non-Jew is saying this as a lesson to me, to tell me that I'm lazy and I have to work on myself. So that is true. You know, you could take cues from things you hear as Ashkacha Pratis, but that doesn't mean you take it in the literal sense. I'll give you an example of what I mean. One of the Baal Shem Tov's sayings is that thing. The idea is that you're a mirror. If you saw something immoral, that means you have to look into yourself and sense that you may be immoral too, in a certain degree, and check yourself and refine yourself. Now, you have to take that not to be meant literally and in the actual literal sense. If a tzaddik witnessed an immoral act, someone committing adultery or something like that, that does not mean, oh, if they did so, that means I did so. They look in their lives, they see they never did such a thing. They were pretty careful in this area. But it does mean that they need to learn a certain nuance, a sensitivity to it. So, for example, if they actually witnessed a murder, a tzaddik witnessed a murder, they're not going to say, oh, that means I'm also a murderer. But it means in a subtle way. Maybe I'm abim p'nei chaverim. Maybe I caused someone even the slightest embarrassment, which is equivalent to murder. You also need to know that if it's Rishon Gemurim, wicked people that are inflicting things, you can't learn lessons from that in that sense. Right? Someone's not going to say, if they were in Auschwitz and saw all this cruelty, that they themselves are a cruel person because they witnessed that. So obviously you need a Rebbe, you need Hadracha, not to take this concept to an extreme and to use it in a healthy way. But generally speaking, if you know how to use it in the right way, it is learning lessons for us to evaluate and to become better as a result. Number three, what other people think of is their business, and their opinions and judgments can only hurt you if you let them. That stands on its own. There's a lot to talk about, but we'll leave it for now. Number four, just because someone else says you're too sensitive does not mean that you're doing anything wrong or you need to change. Actually, you use this sensitivity and channel it for good. This is a very important yesod. You channel it. You don't squash it. And 25 or 5, if other people don't value you, they're missing out on a chance for a deep, meaningful relationship with someone who'd always be there and would never hurt or judge them. That's one thing, Baruch Hashem, that HSPs have, and non-HSPs to learn from, for the most part, when they get over, sometimes when a highly sensitive person gets hurt, they will lash out and they will be judgmental because they were hurt. But their natural state is to value people, is to love people, to want to have an emotional, meaningful connection with other people. They don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to judge anyone. They want to be compassionate to everyone. That's the deepest rooted feeling. And in that sense, if a HSP learns to balance their life, they are a gift to everyone around them. And sadly, if they're not appreciated, they could hurt an HSP very deeply, and an HSP could be severely damaged by such an interaction if they don't learn how to protect themselves. But when they're good people in their lives, the HSP is a huge bracha for those people, because they will never hurt you or judge you, and they'll be there for you always and bring out the best in you. That's why it's so important for HSPs to do everything they can to be as healthy as possible, because what they could do when they are healthy is off the charts. Their intuitiveness, the ability to discern human nature, to learn how to correct things, to learn how to nurture true love, healthy love towards other people, and so on. Number six, if someone judges you, it's a reflection of where they are in their life and development, not as you are as a person. This is very important. Very often when a person is mean to you, or misjudges you, or deals with you harshly, it's really not even about you. It's their state of mind in what they are dealing with. And realize it's them reflecting their frustrations on you that very often have nothing to do with you. And HSPs, being sensitive, are an easy target for these people, as we mentioned several times, because they could vent and they could really do tremendous damage to to this highly sensitive person, and they do it as an outlet for their own feelings, and it does not represent anything about you. This is another thing that seems to contradict the earlier thing we said, right? Someone's judging you, an HSP, even calling you names, looking down at you, misjudging you in an extreme way. But didn't we say before, if someone says something, you need to learn something? But so here's the point. In the subtleties of something, when you're calm and you're out of the picture, then you could contemplate that it could help you in some way. But while you're in it, absolutely not. So someone says to a HSP, highly sensitive person, you are an arrogant, self-centered person. Shame on you. So there's two things the HSP needs to feel right then and there. The person who's judging you, like we said, it's a reflection what they are in life, their development. It's not, doesn't define you as a person. At the same time, though, after you look back, you ask yourself just simply, are there indeed aspects to my life where I am, to a certain degree, self-centered? And you acknowledge it, and you work on to correcting it. So it's two different concepts. There's Einaz Devarim, someone is not allowed to cause pain to anyone else. And if someone treats anyone, including HSPs, harshly, they need to regulate it and to protect themselves from it. But afterwards, contemplate, perhaps there is a small aspect of truth in that statement, although it was exaggerated, in order to learn from it. Number seven, just because someone minimizes your feelings, that does not mean your feelings aren't valid. They are valid. At the same time, the paradox on the opposite side of this is you can't make your feelings into an avodah zarah. That's idol worship. Just like someone that's a non-HSP or someone that does not value emotion, they more value intellect. They value intellect, not to make that into avodah zarah. Same thing, our feelings as a highly sensitive person, they can't use their sensitivity as a God complex, that they're special, they're above everyone else because they have a certain sense of sensitivity that others don't. That's not healthy either. Number eight, you have the right to end the conversation at any time if someone dismisses your feelings or violates your boundaries. That's true, especially if they're really pushing you, being manipulative towards you. So you end that conversation. But again, if there's something to learn from it, you take that aspect of it and you learn how to discern the difference between the two. Number 29 or 9, it's okay to walk away from a relationship if someone constantly devalues or disrespects or hurts you. This is very important. Sometimes we cannot remove ourselves from a toxic person completely. We have to deal with them at work or as a family member or whatever. Shul, we have to deal with it. But at the same time, in many cases, we could walk away and detach. And sometimes that is indeed the healthiest thing to do. And number 10, or the last one, is just because you think someone is judging you, that doesn't mean they are. Their silence or distance or mood may have nothing to do with you. This is very, very common. When we jump to conclusions and think a person doesn't care when they deeply care. It's just that they didn't, you know, express it to you. So it is Kedai, Bli Neder. I will try my best to get a copy of this article, Bez Hashem, to put it in so people could learn. It is Kedai to review this. It is Kedai to internalize this list. It's extremely valuable. And I'm just going to read some points that this author makes at the end of the article. She writes that if one only takes one idea into your day, let it be this. You are not defective. We do not need to get harder or grow a thicker skin. We don't have to man up, and we don't have to suck it up or stop caring so deeply. We don't have to develop thicker skin. We could keep our thin skin, but we do it in a way where it doesn't hurt us. She writes, the world doesn't need more guarded people that are weaponized by apathy and bitterness. The world needs more people who aren't afraid to reflect or to heal or to feel or to love with hearts so open that they overflow with empathy and kindness. The world needs us sensitive souls to see beauty others may not see and create beauty where it may not never exist if we hadn't filtered life through the kaleidoscope of our own unique perspective. But we can only give the best of ourselves if we take good care of ourselves, even if other people have different needs, if we value ourselves whether others do or not, and we remember that judgment is inevitable, but it does not have to control or define us. Bracha v'atzlacha.